This is your KUTX Soundcheck. June 1st is the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the album that marked the Beatles' permanent shift towards being a strictly studio-bound entity fixated on experimentation. To celebrate the album's golden jubilee, a so-called super deluxe set of reissues are coming out, largely mixed and assembled by Giles Martin, son of Beatles producer George Martin. Running six discs deep, the super deluxe version includes unreleased alternate studio takes of every song on Sgt. Pepper's, an additional set of 15 studio outtakes, refurbished versions of the 1992 documentary chronicling the album's creation, alternate tracks and promo films from some non-Pepper tunes, and a 144-page book about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, featuring new introductory essays from Paul McCartney and Giles Martin. The reissues are due out May 26th. London-born, Berlin-based DJ Dax J has been sentenced to a year in jail in Tunisia for playing a remix of the Muslim Call to Prayer at a club during the country's Orbit Festival in Naboul on March 31st. The club Dax J was performing at was shut down as video of his remix surfaced on the internet. The DJ has now been charged with public indecency and offending public morality in Tunisia with a conviction that will be dropped in 5 years. In a lengthy response on Facebook last Friday, Dax J said he, quote, is incredibly saddened that anyone would believe that I played a track featuring a 20-second vocal of the Call to Prayer for any reason other than its musicality and the beauty of the vocal. He also said all the right things about understanding his mistake, wanting to make the world a better place, and all that jazz. So, hopefully, lesson learned. Music considered sacred by certain religions should stay off the turntable, especially in countries where that religion is the majority. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.